It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time. If you missed it yesterday, we had a long convo about Nick Jonas and his nipples that are ginormous. So we're just keeping on that Joe Bro train. Nick went on Jimmy Fallon and he was saying, you know, spending like an entire 9 months on the road with my brothers, just maybe a little bit too much.
But we did just come off basically 9 months on the road together.
How did you feel being on the road for that long?
Well, it's the longest tour we've done. It was 90-something shows. And as close as we are, and we spoke about last time how we kind of fixed our issues in the family to be able to work together again. You know, after 90 shows... get a little crunchy.
Little crispy there, yeah.
We just have a little bit of time off and we jump right back in. But it's great. You know, we've had quite the journey and it's really all thanks to our amazing fans. So thank you.
Our amazing fans. That would be. I mean, I feel like you want to be with your brothers, but then it goes out the window because I'm sure you bicker and argue like families do, right? He also said that they had this awesome pub crawl in Ireland and he loved it because no one at all knew who they were. So they went incognito. Even they were like, did a pub crawl starting at 11 a.m. by the 7th bar. He's like, just like no one recognized us. And it was sweet. So they're going undercover, baby. It's hard to go undercover when you are BTS. This is really fun. They were over on James Corden and they're just kind of talking about how they get excited to meet other famous musicians.
Who are the people that stand out as the people you are most excited to meet?
Madonna.
Wow.
Big Nas.
You met Nas?
Nas. Oh. Yeah, Nas.
What about you, Jin?
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Really? Oh. So what was Post Malone like when you met him?
Post Malone 만났는데 어땠어요? 뭐 어떻게?
그때 담배를 너무 많이 피워.
He just said he smoked too much.
That's so cool. And then they covered a little of Post Malone's Circles. We couldn't turn around. I like this.
That was good, but you know what I don't understand? How people's accents go away when they sing.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, like, why does everyone sound like they're from America when they sing? Like, Celine Dion, she does not sound Canadian, French-Canadian when she sings.
Like, right. I love in, like, actresses and actors when you have no idea, and then they speak, you're like, what? Even, like, Margot Robbie, she has an accent. Our own intern, Chloe Money, who we miss dearly, Chloe.
Yeah.
When she would do, like, an American accent, it was the best.
I think it's all fake. Those guys aren't really Korean. They're American, and they're just hiding it.
That's only producer Porkchop who feels that way. Moving on to Kristen Bell. She was over on Ellen saying that, oops, her hubby, Dax Shepard, accidentally sent a sext to his mom.
She was coming in town and sends him a text like, be there by 11. And then sends something else that says, can't wait to see you tonight. And he meant to respond, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, and instead he responds, eggplant, 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 eggplant. And when he did it, he went, oh, I made a huge mistake. And I was like, what? And he shows me the phone. And by the way, the minute you involve an eggplant emoji, the whole story changes because now it reads, I'll be there at 11. Can't wait to see you.
That's so embarrassing. The eggplant emoji. You don't ever want to send that to a relative, right?
I don't think I've ever sent that.
What?
Yeah.
You of all people.
Especially, I'm
shocked.
I'm serious. Like, you could see my recent most favorites. It's like not.
Why?
Up
do you
there.
Just not find it sexy or hot, or do you not sext?
I don't. Maybe both.
Are you down with the sexting chops?
Yeah, and I've never used it in Grindr either.
What? Yeah. Today's the day. Make today the day. Send your first eggplant.
Yeah,
why are you so behind on the times?
My number one frequently used is the cat heart eye emoji.
I feel like I've never used that ever. Because I hate cats.
Same.
Screw you guys.
We got lastly here to Mariah Carey. OMG, her daughter, who is 8, Monroe, did a spot on impression of her mama over on TikTok. Was that not insane? Okay, everyone try to hit that note. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, love.
Oh,
Okay. Beautiful.
Not terrible.
Okay, I'll go.
That's pretty good.
No chops.
All right.
I don't even know what that was.
I tried.
You were straight up clenching while you did that.
A for effort.
A for effort, baby.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, so coming up next, it is leap year, and I did not even know this, but it is a time for females to propose to males. So do we think this is weird? Do they think this is cool? We are going to get into it coming up on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.